In this bulletin, Australia to sign an historic free trade deal with India after years of negotiations. Actor Will Smith resigns from Hollywood's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences after slapping Oscars host Chris Rock. And in sport, the draw has been decided for football's biggest event, the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghanem. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the trade agreement that Australia has secured with India is further proof of the success of his government's economic plan. The government says the deal, to be signed off today, is predicted to be worth up to $45 billion in exports by 2035. It will cut tariffs on more than 85% of Australian exports to India on products such as sheep meat, wool, avocados, onions, nuts and fruits, though beef and dairy are not included. Mr. Morrison says the deal will be the envy of many other countries.
We are opening the biggest door of one of the biggest economies in the world in India. Now, the Indian economy is worth billions and billions and billions all around the world. And there are many countries who want to do more business with India, but it's actually Australia that has been able to secure and the agreement that we've been able to reach.
An asylum seeker who's been released overnight from Australian immigration detention after almost 9 years says he has mixed emotions about his newfound freedom. Iranian Hussein Latifi was 24 years old when he came to Australia by boat in 2013 and has been in immigration detention ever since. He was among about 18 refugees that advocates say were released overnight on bridging visas from detention facilities in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. Mr. Latifi's freedom coincided with his 33rd birthday, and he says while he's happy to be out, he feels for 8 other men he's left behind in Melbourne's Park Hotel.
Then when they told me that you're going to get released tonight, to be honest, I was very sad because it's very hard to leave your friend behind because we've been like family. We've been on this situation for almost 9 years. So it was very, like, very hard to say to your friend goodbye.
Canadian First Nations leaders have expressed their gratitude to Pope Francis for his apology to them for the injustice they experienced at the hands of the Catholic education system. Dozens of members of Canada's Métis, Inuit, and First Nations communities traveled to Rome to hear the address from the Pope, who said he plans to go to Canada in July to deliver the apology in person to other survivors. More than 150,000 Indigenous Canadian children were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools from the 19th century until the 1970s in an effort to isolate them from the influence of their homes and culture. President of the Inuit Tipperit Kanatami Natan Obed says the papal apology is a step on the path towards justice and reconciliation. Actor Will Smith has resigned from Hollywood's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences over his slap of comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars ceremony. Mr. Smith assaulted Mr. Rock in front of a live and televised global audience after the Oscars host made a joke about his wife Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia condition. He won the Academy's Best Actor Award shortly after the incident. The actor has now issued a statement saying his actions betrayed the trust of the Academy and that he will accept any consequences the board deems appropriate. Mr. Smith says he deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. He describes his actions as shocking, painful, and inexcusable and says he is heartbroken. Two more people killed in a helicopter crash in Victoria this week have been identified. All 5 people on board the flight died when the aircraft crashed into dense bush at Mount Disappointment north of Melbourne on Thursday morning. Digital trade company AXI Chain has confirmed in a Facebook post that its founder and chief executive Linda Whitford and finance consultant Ian Perry were killed in the crash. It follows confirmation yesterday that Victorian meat industry boss Paul Troja was also on board the helicopter along with 32-year-old pilot Dean Neal. A 5th victim from New South Wales is yet to be named. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau says its investigation into what caused the crash will take between 6 to 8 weeks. There have been 5 aviation crashes across Australia this year, with 9 people killed. In sport, the draw for football's biggest event, the World Cup, has been held in a ceremony in the Qatari capital, Doha. Defending champions France in Group D will face Denmark, Tunisia, and the winner of the Intercontinental Playoff from Australia, the United Arab Emirates, or Peru. In Group B, England will be up against either Scotland, Wales, or Ukraine, with that playoff still to be settled in June because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Group E will see a thrilling matchup between Spain and Germany, with Japan and the winner of the playoff between Costa Rica and New Zealand also in the mix. Group C could see a meeting of the most recent FIFA best winners, with Lionel Messi's Argentina draw to play Robert Lewandowski's Poland. Saudi Arabia and Mexico are the other 2 teams. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 30 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, a shower or 2, 19. Hobart, a light shower or 2, 17 degrees. Canberra, showers increasing, also 17. Wollongong, a shower or 2, clearing, 19. Sydney, showers also clearing, 22 degrees. Newcastle, the same, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, similar conditions, 31. Darwin, partly cloudy as well, 34 degrees.